Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 28th of June. Boy, going to be a nice hot day today, 102 with heat index readings near 105, so stay as cool as you can out there today. We are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kent Schnackenberg of Team Schnack. Kent, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good to have you here. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And Vicki Brooks, who is a Sertoma Club board member. Vicki, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here, Vicki. We appreciate that.
Glad to be here.
Well, Kent, once again, Team Schnack, you and your wife Natalie are stepping up to, give a little gift to the community and the kids, and what might be happening in July.
Well, Natalie and I, we did this last year to celebrate our anniversary, and last Wednesday was our anniversary again, 43 years, and we decided again this year to try to do something to help the kids in Emporia and their families. We love the Sertoma Club train, have since I was a little kid, using it ourselves, and our kids and our grandkids have always enjoyed it. And so for July, that we'll have free rides all month long, starting, I guess, this Saturday.
You mentioned here about the train. What is it about the train, Kent, that not only has, what are some of the memories, I guess? Let me ask you that. What are some of the memories that you have about riding the train here as a youngster and, even being a kid at heart?
Well, I feel like I'm still a kid at heart, but...
You are. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Just like everybody else my age or all ages that goes down there, it's really special. We got the zoo there. You got Veterans Park right there. Everything that's kind of a cornerstone of Emporia. And when we were young, we used to go down there all the time and watch Legion baseball and wait for the pop-ups out in the parking lot. You get your dime and you get a snow cone or an ice cream cone and ride the train, and I really want us to, tell people to support the Sertoma Club. The men and women of that club do a wonderful job in so many ways, and they've been doing it for a long time, and I just wanted to do everything we can to promote it and let people remember the trains. There are people visiting from out of town or have grandkids in town. It's a good way to spend some time and have the kids enjoy it and be a part of America and be a part of the culture of Emporia.
Yeah, it's certainly Americana, and that what a rich history that train has here and has touched so many lives, in the Emporia area for generations. And Vicki, it is quite the little institution down there, isn't it?
It is. I'm kind of right there with Kent. I grew up with a little train. I rode it as a child. My kids all rode it, and now my grandkids are riding it.
Vicki, what's prompted you to be part of the Sertoma Club and really the effort to maintain and keep that miniature train running here for the community and really for area residents?
Well, let me tell you, when I retired, I started looking for a service organization to join, and, there was nothing better than driving that little train. And so I searched out what organization was running that, and I decided that's the organization I wanted to be a part of.
Well, and now that you are, I guess we don't have to tell you how much work goes into that. And, they've had some mechanical issues with the train over the years and the track, so it does take a little bit of work and money to maintain this, doesn't it?
It does. Thankfully, we've got some members of the club that are good at, fixing things like that. I'm not being one of those. we're always looking for new members of the Sertoma Club, too. So if anyone has any knowledge of engines and those types of things, too, we would love to have some new members. Like I said, my husband and I joined specifically just so we could drive the little train. So anyone who has any interest in that is certainly welcome to become a member of Sertoma Club.
So you've engineered the train then, huh, Vicki?
Yes, I have, and I love it. there's nothing better than driving the train and seeing the smiles on the kids' faces, even adults. Adults enjoy riding that train, too. And hearing the squeals as we drive through the tunnel, I love it.
Again, joined here by Kent Schnackenberg and Vicki Brooks as we talk about the free miniature train rides coming up all the way through the month of July. Kent, are you going to be down possibly doing some miniature train engineering here as part of this stretch?
We'll definitely be down there several days. I won't touch the engine, I promise you that. we enjoy going down there, and we'll probably a couple nights set up a table and, you know, give out some information on what we do with Team Snack and with awareness of type 1 diabetes. And we may even have a night where we have a couple surprises for people, but we're kind of still planning that out. But we're just really excited to be obviously a part of this community, and in the train and the Sertoma Club are a big part of this community. My dad was in Sertoma Club when I was, you know, when he was in the service club. And, it's just something that I just always appreciated very much.
We love the train, and we love Team Schnack. It's free train rides for the kids the entire month of July, courtesy of Kent and Natalie Schnackenberg, Team Schnack. Well, while we got you here, you mentioned Team Schnack and your mission. And I tell you what, you have done just amazing work over how many years now for Team Schnack? When did this all get started, Kent?
Next year it'll be 10 years.
I was going to say, more than a handful.
This, yeah.
Just incredible. You traveled many miles, and you have touched many lives. And I have to ask you, you know, you raise a lot of money, you know, to help kids out and spread awareness, which is key to you, and sending kids to camp every summer. And what is camp now over for this year?
Yep. It's just been a couple weeks ago, actually, that we went down there and spent a day with the kids. And this year we were able to send 36 kids. And a huge part of that is because of the money we raise at Match Day and all the generous people in this area and throughout Kansas. And it's a great opportunity for kids to go down there. There were several kids we sent this year for the first time, including several from this area. And I never heard anything but positives. And it really makes you appreciate, you know, what these kids have to live with every day and how much they enjoy being around another 100 kids that live with the same disease, and the counselors and the medical staff they have at Camp Discovery are second to none.
So in talking with the kids and their parents after these youngsters have been to camp, what kind of responses do you hear, Kent?
Well, we do get a lot of notes. We had a couple kids give us handwritten notes that day, and it was just about, you know, thank you for giving this opportunity. It made me feel like everybody else for this week, and I sure hope I get a chance to go back, and we appreciate everything you do to help kids like me. That was the biggest thing that I remember from that last note. And the kids have a great time, and it's just something that we want to continue to try to do.
Kent, I have to ask you where your travels have taken you so far this year, and kind of what's on your travel list here, and where you're going to be headed here for the rest of the year, at least what you've got planned currently.
Well, we have four rides planned this year, and they started. There's one in August in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and then in September up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Then I'll do one in Kansas again this year up in northeast Kansas that I did last year, which was the longest one I'd done of all the rides I did last year. And then the last one's always down in Amelia Island, Florida. And so each year Natalie and I take one of our grandkids. And so this will be year number six, and we'll be starting at the top and working our way down again.
A lot of miles. How many miles you put on? You keeping track of that?
Oh, no, I don't keep track.
I mean, how many miles on the pickup?
Well, there's two pickups. There's a new one that's just sitting there waiting for this one to blow up. And this one's got 377 or 378. And the other one's got about 23, so we're about 400,000 total miles.
Man, oh, man.
Incredible.
Man, oh, man. Really quickly, I want to shift back here to Vicki before we wrap things up here this morning. Vicki, for folks that they see the Sertoma Club and they only see the miniature train, what are some of the other focal points that the club has?
Definitely, the Sertoma Club does more than just the mini train, although that is what people know us from. But we do a big biscuits and gravy fundraising breakfast in October of every year to raise money for scholarships. And we give a lot of money out to Emporia State University and also Flint Hills Tech College and scholarships every year. We also have a flag program, and so we put up USA and ESU flags to various businesses, those that are participating throughout the year, too. So those are probably some of our biggest projects. So, again, I just want to put a little plug in that we're always looking for members. And if you're interested in joining, you just need to come to one of our meetings. We meet at noon every Thursday at Pizza Ranch throughout the summer anyway as we operate the train, because that's one of our busiest times. And then throughout the rest of the year, we meet every other Thursday. They can also pick up an application at the mini train. or I'm happy to give out any application if anyone would like to call me. My number is 620-341-2808.
Well, Vicki, thanks so much for your time this morning. And again, that's free train rides at the Miniature Train down in Soden's Grove Park the entire month of July for the kids and their family, courtesy of Kent and Natalie Schnackenberg, Team Schnack. Kent, thanks for your generous gift here. I know a lot of kids will be able to take advantage of this through the entire month. And thanks for all the great work you do with juvenile type 1 diabetes and getting information, awareness, and help out to those in need.
Well, just thanks to KVUE. Thank you, Vicki, for getting up and being on here with me. It's just something I want to tell people to go out and, you know, support the Drama Club, ride the train. It's not just kids. It's grandparents, parents, whoever. I mean, I have to get in there and use two cars because I have to dangle my legs over the one in front of me. But since it's free, they don't charge any extra for
that. Yeah, for another seat.
Yeah. I just want to take a minute, like so many other people are going to, and congratulate Greg Ray on his service to the community and everything he's done for so many kids in schools. And wish him and his wife all the best. He'll be missed.
No kidding.
Agreed.
Team and E, yeah.
I would certainly second that.
Yeah, tough shoes.
Maybe
to
we could have him do a play-by-play on the train one night just to see how as far as I bet he'd really go.
You know what?
Do it.
If you asked, I bet he'd do it.
Kent,
thanks. We appreciate it very much.
Have a great day.
All right, Vicki, thank you.
Thank you. I just do want to say, too, that the Sertoma Club is so appreciative to Kent and Natalie for their donation.
Indeed. We all are. Thank you, Vicki. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Vicki Brooks, a member of the Sertoma Club Board of Directors, and Kent Schnackenberg, Team Schnack, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning.
All right. If you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spots, the rest of this week's full, and we are clearly looking to fill next week's schedule right now, and it's starting to fill in. So give